welcome to The Word for Today, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor Chuck Smith of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California. Pastor Chuck has been leading us on a verse-by-verse study through the entire Bible. And on today's edition of The Word for Today, we'll once again embark on a brand new journey as we begin in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. So sit back and follow along for the next half hour as together we learn firsthand about the creation of the world.
The word Genesis means beginning. And we read, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the question arises, how long ago was that? And it is obvious that the Bible does not give us a clear, distinct answer. The word created here is the Hebrew word bara. It is only used three times in the Bible, and it is that capacity of creating something out of nothing. It is a capacity that is exclusively God's. There are two other words that will be coming across, asa and yatzer, that are translated made or formed, and they are the Hebrew words for the assembling of existing materials. So we say someone created a new television. No, he didn't. He may have assembled existing parts, but he didn't say television B and suddenly there was a television there. Creating out of non-existing materials. Only God has that power, in the Hebrew word bara. Interesting that in this account of creation, we find the bara used just here at the very beginning, and then we find in God made and God formed, that is, using the existing materials and assembling things together out of the materials that then existed once he had created the heavens and the earth. Now, the book of Genesis goes back to the beginning of creation. The material universe, the beginning of time. But time is related always to the material. There is a dimension in which time does not exist, that is the eternal. And we cannot really think, our minds aren't programmed to think in that dimension. To us, everything has a start and a finish, a beginning and an end. But we cannot really conceive of timelessness, of the eternal. Just how long ago in our time was the creation of the universe? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You see, before the heavens and the earth were created, God thought about you. Christ was crucified before the foundations of the earth. Before God ever created a material universe, he thought about you, he loved you, and he planned for your redemption. Hard to really conceive, but such is the stated case of the scriptures. But then God created the material universe. There are several assumptions or ways of looking at this. There are those scientists today who are taking a very literal kind of a look at this and saying it was only around 6 to 10,000 years ago that the physical universe was created. And they are beginning to offer a lot of evidence to support their claim. Dr. Henry Morris has written several books on cosmology and the beginnings and the creation of the earth, and I respect highly this man's opinions and views. He is a scholarly man and a dedicated Christian. There has come a system of thought that has definitely dominated our educational system and has so prevailed that it is hard for us to divorce ourselves from the pseudoscience of evolution. It is not a true science. It doesn't deal with empirical facts. It deals only with theories and hypotheses that change day by day with the changing evidence. You remember that they were telling us that when the lunar module landed on the moon, it would probably be swallowed up in the moon dust. For they hypothesized that the moon must be at least, 6 billion years old. And having no atmosphere, there were those that were predicting that the moon dust would be somewhere between 17 and 35 feet deep. And so a lot of expense was given to the preparing of the lunar landing module to counteract this tremendous dust cloud that they expected to arise and perhaps swallow the lunar lander, and it was one of the real concerns of the scientists. Now, you saw on television as they walked on the moon, and the moon dust was less than an inch thick. Now, these men who had hypothesized this ancient moon somehow were very silent about the lack of the 35-foot covering of dust over the moon. There are a lot of other interesting evidences that you can use to show that the Earth is probably much younger than the necessary 12 billion years for the evolution of the single cell into the complex human form. And the only reason why we have postulated an extremely old Earth and universe is to accommodate a theory that has very little actual proof, or no actual proof, but just a lot of hypotheses that are built upon hypotheses. And yet it is so accepted by the intellectual community that no one dares to say that perhaps the evolutionary concepts are wrong. It reminds me of the story of the king who wanted a new suit, and the tailors came in and said, "We are going to sew you the most beautiful suit in the world, and we are going to use an invisible thread to make the material. But only the very intelligent will be able to see it. Those who are not intelligent won't see the suit. Only the very brilliant and intelligent people will see it." And so they measured the king, and they began to fit the king with this new suit, and they tried on his new invisible coat, and they said to all of his counselors, "How do you like that coat? Isn't it beautiful?" And none of them wanted to appear ignorant. They all wanted to appear very wise to the king. And so they all commented on how wonderful the coat looks. "My, what a perfect fit, And they went on until finally the king, dressed in his new suit, went out among his subjects wearing his new suit. But alas, some poor fool standing on the corner looked and said, "The king is naked." Same concept. They have got the idea that if you're extremely wise and intelligent, you'll believe the evolutionary theory. Only a fool could believe that God created man. And they've got the whole academic, not the whole, thank God there are enough wise men among the scientists that they are saying the king is naked. And they're admitting that there is not any real proofs or evidences offered that can prove the evolutionary theory. There is a book called Earth in Upheaval that absolutely destroys the idea of uniformitarianism. It just shatters the theory of uniformitarianism, which is the basic theory upon which evolution is built. More and more scientists are coming out, exposing a lot of the problems of embracing the evolutionary theory, and that's the only reason why we would want to create a Earth of several billions of years, or a universe of several billions of years, to accommodate a theory. An interesting paper was done by Dr. Barnes at University of East Texas in El Paso on the electromagnetic fields that surround the Earth. He's probably done more study on the electromagnetic fields than any other scientist living today. Dr. Barnes, in this interesting paper, points out that over 135 years ago, about 142 years ago now, a Dutch scientist measured the level of the electromagnetic field around the Earth. And in every subsequent year, there have been measurements of this electromagnetic field around the Earth, and we find that the field is gradually decaying at a very constant rate, a predictable rate. And in the 140 years of measurements, there has not been one variance in the rate of decay of the electromagnetic field. Now, this electromagnetic field around the Earth does have a protective kind of aspect to it, in that it does cause many of the cosmic rays to be repelled or to bounce away without hitting the Earth. We do realize that much of the mutation and age processes and all are caused by cosmic rays, those various neutrinos and so forth that are bombarding our Earth and going through our bodies and causing a mutation of our cells and bringing on the aging processes. We realize that if we put milk, shield milk from the cosmic rays, that milk will keep fresh for months without refrigeration. But there is that deterioration that takes place, and we will be getting in a little bit to the moisture blanket that God used to have around the Earth that also was a shield against much of the cosmic rays. We realize that the ozone blanket also shields us from cosmic radiation, especially the ultraviolet from the sun. And with the deterioration of the ozone blanket as the result of our use of fluorocarbons and so forth in aerosol cans, that now we are receiving a heavier bombardment of the ultraviolet rays, causing exposure to the sun to have a greater detriment, and skin cancers are an extremely common thing now. It can be very damaging to you. It used to be a very helpful thing till we started destroying the ozone blanket, but now it's become a very damaging thing, a exposure too much to the sun, and we're being warned about it constantly, especially by the skin specialists to deal with the maladies that develop from overexposure to the ultraviolet rays. In his paper on the electromagnetic fields, in pointing out the decay of the magnetic force in these electromagnetic fields, in postulating if it is decayed in the last 140 years at a constant rate, then turning it around and assuming that this has been a constant, which it has been for 140 years, turning it around and figuring how strong was the electromagnetic force, say, 25,000 years ago. We find that the electromagnetic force would have been so strong that it would have heated up the surface of the Earth to about 240 degrees, so there could be no moisture on it. It would have all evaporated into the atmosphere. As far back as 100,000 years, if this decay has been the same over a 100,000-year period, the magnetic force would have been so strong, the heat would have been so great, the Earth would have been in a molten state. So feeding that to the evolutionists who needed several billions of years, they talk about how that it dies down and then every, 10,000 years or so, it's recharged. Oh, very scientific solution. who recharges it? And with what kind of a system do they recharge it? So whenever the gaps appear, for instance, I have the cast of a footprint taken from the Paluxy River in Texas. This footprint was found alongside of the footprints of a dinosaur, fossilized in the Paluxy River. And they have found hundreds of them intermixed with the dinosaur tracks, crossing the dinosaur tracks, and even imprinted within the dinosaur tracks. Now, this is, of course, a tremendous difficulty for the evolutionist who have the dinosaurs living 100 million years ago and man coming on the scene about 3 million years ago. But here in the Paluxy River is proof that they at one time coexisted upon the earth. Now, this is a shoe for a real man. It's a size 18. But here is the cast of one of the footprints in the Paluxy River. Now, interestingly enough, this shoe will fit completely in the... This guy couldn't have worn this shoe. See, the toe is still out the end here. Now, does that look like a human footprint to you? The scientists that were brought down to examine it, who... Minds are set with the presupposition that evolution is true, could not define this as a human footprint. Because it was found in the footprint of a dinosaur. So it led this brilliant scientist to conclude, well, it certainly appears like a human footprint. It looks like it is a possibility, but we know it can't be. Now, that's real science. I don't know. The king is naked. I'm not a brilliant scientist, but I know a footprint when I see one. So there are those scholars today, and their number is growing day by day, who are declaring that the theory of evolution can no longer adequately explain the existence of man or the universe. We have had Dr. Wilder Smith here on several occasions. I highly recommend his books. He writes in a very clever style. And in pointing out... really, the truth of what Genesis declares, everything after its kind, and that there can be no real transformation within a closed system or evolutionary process within a closed system, he points out how important that is to our whole lifestyle. For if you could have dramatic changes within a closed system, it would be interesting every time you opened a can of peaches to find out what you had inside within the closed system. In the beginning, God created. You know, that takes less faith for me than to swallow the evolutionary theory. I have no problem with an intelligent, powerful God, eternal, calling into existence a universe. For he is an infinite God, therefore he can do anything.
We'll return with more on the subject of the creation of the world in our next lesson. And we do hope you'll make it a part of your daily routine to join us as we venture verse by verse through the entire Bible. But right now, I'd like to remind you that if you missed any part of today's message, or perhaps you'd like to order a copy for that special friend or loved one, You can do so by simply contacting one of our customer service representatives, and they'd be more than happy to assist you with the ordering details. And we'll have all the contact information in just a moment. Now, as we close out today's program, we'd love to tell you about a valuable resource specifically designed for the woman that may have found herself settled in a field she didn't really choose, or possibly attending to tasks she never really wanted. This might be a pastor's wife, a mother, or perhaps someone involved in a ministry. All positions of great responsibility, nurturing, and feeding. Well, in her recently released book entitled The Privilege, Kay Smith addresses how these positions, wanted or not, may actually be a calling from God. And if so, you've just been given a privilege. This easy-to-read paperback book will prove to be a resource of encouragement as you begin to better understand the calling of God upon your life. And you can order a copy today by simply calling toll-free 1-800-272-WORD. Our customer service representatives can assist you from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. Once again, you'll be asking for the book by Kay Smith entitled The Privilege when you call 1-800-272-9673. And for your added convenience, you can order online anytime when you go to www.twft.com. And while you're there, be sure to browse through the additional resources that include Bible studies, commentaries, CDs, DVDs, and so much more. Once again, that's The Word for Today online at www.twft.com. And for those of you who still prefer to write, you can use our mailing address, which is The Word for Today, P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. And be sure to include the call letters of this station with your correspondence. And now, on behalf of The Word for Today, we'd like to thank all of you who share in supporting this ministry with your prayers and financial support. And be sure to join us again next time as Pastor Chuck Smith continues his verse-by-verse venture through the book of Genesis. That's right here on the next edition of The Word for Today. Now, once again, here's Pastor Chuck Smith.
May we now be doers of the word and not hearers only, because that's self-deception. You've got to put it into practice for it to have any value in your life. Let the Spirit of God now minister to you its truth as He brings to your remembrance those things that we have studied, and He enriches you in your walk and in your faith and in your life in Christ. May the Lord be with you and bless you, give you a good week. In Jesus' name.
Well, it's that time of year again. It may seem innocent, but the symbols of Halloween, like black cats, jack-o'-lanterns, and trick-or-treaters, all have roots in sorcery and Satanism. But many Christians don't understand what's really behind Halloween. For this reason, Pastor Chuck Smith and Don Stewart, co-host of Pastor's Perspective, have released a brand new Halloween DVD entitled Halloween: Innocent Fun or Spiritual Deception? Topics include the background and origins of Halloween, what the Bible says about magic, witchcraft, and sorceries, the effects of Halloween upon our society. This DVD will educate you about this holiday in order to equip you with helpful information to defend the Christian faith and give a rational answer built on solid, reasonable evidence. To order this brand new Halloween DVD, call The Word for Today at 1-800-272-WORD or visit us online at thewordfortoday.org.
This program has been sponsored by The Word for Today in Costa Mesa, California.